came back from the bye week and you guys like forgot stuff. And he said it was not, it was like the opposite of that. It was very focused, you know, very, you guys seem really, really locked in today and that kind of stuff. It's probably good to hear, but why do you think that is?
I don't know, man. I think we know what our coaches expect out of us. That's crazy. He said that. I was just talking to a couple guys. I was like, man, this might have been the best practice that I've ever had in the NFL by coming off a bye. You know, numb, you'd be a little sluggish. You know, guys are not moving around. You forget little things and you make, like, crazy mistakes. But today we kind of locked in, focused, and flying around and having fun.
Does 5-0 do that to you?
Does 5-0 do that?
It probably got a lot to do with it. Probably got a lot to do with everybody excited just to get back on the field and get back to work. We know we're 5-0, but at the same time, it's a new season for us. It's a new season. Only thing that's on our mind is going 1-0 now.
Just being 5-0, do you kind of feel like you're operating from a position of strength and people chasing after you instead of...
Oh, yeah, we know that's definitely going to happen. You know, everybody want to, you know, knock their undefeated team off. So, we undefeated, so we know that's going to happen. We're going to have to play a little tougher, and the team's going to come at us a little bit more. And, you know, it's going to always be, you know, that when you definitely undefeated. So we're going to expect that, but at the same time, we just got to do what we can control and just go out there and play hard-nosed football.
What can you guys get better at? As good as you've been defensively, I mean, you know, there's always things. I mean, Zim said he was talking, you know, he's looking over film cut-ups and that kind of thing. Where's the improvement still got to be?
I think we got to start fast. I know we had a couple games we didn't start fast. We started from behind. You look at Tennessee and the Carolina game, we didn't start fast at all. So try to start fast, eliminate the mistakes, and finish. You know, finish stronger. Go out there, make the plays when they come to you, and that's something we got to do better.
Does anything stand out about Wentz and why he's been able to have the year he's had?
He's a smart quarterback. He's a very tough guy. I was looking at film today and seeing some of the hits he was taking. I was like, wow, he got up. So he's a big guy. He got a very live arm. He can make every throw on the football field, so we got to be locked in and be ready to roll.
You guys be asking Sam about their offense at all since he was, you know, running it all
camp? Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, most definitely going to pick his brain about it. I'm sure they're going to try to change some things up because he was a starter. You know, supposed to have been their starter for week one until the trade happened. So we're definitely going to ask him, but at the same time, we just got to, you know, focus on our keys and go out there and compete.
Is there any danger in that? Like maybe, you know, because they are going to switch things up that
just enough to get
you in. Oh, yeah, it's definitely a little danger. But at the same time, it's 1 week. It's hard to just try to install a whole new offense. So it's definitely 1 week. But at the same time, we got to just read our keys. We can't worry about what they do. You know, Coach Zim called the coverage. We got to go out there and play the coverage. We got to execute. So that's something we got to focus on doing.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.